Today is Friday, the 22nd of November, the Feast of Saint Cecilia, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Encore un peu de temps. In a little while I will make heaven and earth tremble. Then the one desired by all nations will appear. I will fill this temple with glory, and to this place I will bring peace. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. And he said, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard.
Today is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, one of the earliest Christian martyrs and the patron saint of musicians. Her refusal to compromise her faith and purity, even in the face of persecution, mirrors Jesus' determination to cleanse the temple and preserve its holiness. The choice of today's gospel reading reminds us of her commitment to her faith despite the actions of those in authority. Picture Jesus walking into the temple courts. The scene is chaotic, filled with noise, money changers, and buyers. Feel the intensity in Jesus' actions as he drives them out with the desire to restore holiness to this sacred place. We ourselves are meant to be houses of prayer. How does this scene challenge us to consider the distractions and attachments that may clutter our own sacred space within us? How might we keep our hearts open to God? We experience the opposition Jesus faces from the religious authorities who want to destroy him, yet the people are captivated by his words. How do we respond when Christ challenges the areas in our lives that need transformation? As we listen to the passage again, reflect on how Jesus is our eternal teacher, guiding us in our journey towards God.
Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there. And he said, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer. But you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard.
My house shall be a house of prayer. In a time of prayer, invite Jesus to walk with you each day, not only in times of need, but in the quiet, ordinary moments of your life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.